Well, hello.
Hey.
Hey, you big stud. What are you doing?
I've missed you. I just got out of the gym, headed to the venue now.
Whoa, thanks for the visual, D. Are you all pumped up and sweaty?
Absolutely.
Awesome. That is what I like to hear.
I'm not that smelly either, so life's good.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to go there, but thanks.
I love it.
What's your current mood?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for new music.
So I hear you've been wearing T-shirts to various concerts with different, like, sayings on them. Come to find out, they're tracks from your new album. Do you think of that all by yourself? That's awesome.
Yeah, we wanted to do something just different and figure out a way. It was fun, like, revealing something in complete plain sight. And after about four or five, I think, posts in a row, people started getting, like, what's going on here? And then, like, post eight or nine, they finally put it together. It was the album titles, you know, and the track listing. So it was pretty cool.
You're doing a duet with Karen Fairchild, which, too bad she can't sing.
I can't believe that happened. I'm not worthy of having her on Love Me or Leave Me Alone, but she was so kind to do it and really took that song to the next level.
Don't you agree that they're probably the nicest people ever, Little Big Town?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, we've done two tours with them already, so it's been wonderful. We've become great buds, and I miss them. I miss them dearly and look forward to hanging out next time for sure.
All right. Well, Dustin Lynch, what are you up to other than getting ready for your album release and this big party in the Power and Light tonight?
I'm so ready. We haven't been there in a while, but gosh, it's one of our favorite stages to play because it's chaos. It's just a giant party, and then, you know me, I like to hit a bar every now and again after a show. So I'm right there beside him.
Gee, I've never been right there next to you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's crazy. But yeah, it's the Power and Light District. You're right. It's like the biggest party of the year, and you're closing it out. I mean, you are the finale, brother. You got to bring it.
Oh, I'm always bring it. You know that. We're going to go out with a bang for sure.
So what do you do when girls meet you and they start tearing up and crying because you're in their presence?
It usually makes me laugh, which is good because then they start laughing and then, no one wants a teary-eyed picture. So we got to turn that around.
Okay, I forgot to mention current mood. I'm sure you're going to play a few new songs. I know you told me you were, but you could pre-order the album right now, can't you?
Yeah, if you pre-order it right now, you get a few new songs and more to come from that.
Okay, well, what else is going on? I mean, how's your clothing line doing?
Oh, it's doing wonderful. We're about to do a big launch and release, which is a bit overwhelming. Right now, on top of releasing a new album, I'm about to release a full line of women's and men's clothes. I've been working on for about a year. So.
How about that?
Lots going on in the world of state country and lots to be excited about.
You doing some big tours this fall?
Yeah, we're going to go out, finish up with Brad Paisley in September, and then jump out on the Ride or Die Tour, which is our first headlining tour in a couple of years. This November and December with Michael Ray and Ryan Hurd and Lanco.
Oh my gosh, that is a party right there. I love all the people you're speaking of. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we've all had wonderful 2017, so it's going to be like a big parade laugh and just one big rager celebration.
You know I love a big rager, D.
Last couple months of our year, it's going to be fun.
All those acts bring it, man. I've seen them all. They are awesome.
All right.
Including you, of course. I would not leave you out because you know. But really. So what's up? How's Kelly Osbourne?
Oh, my God. We're just friends. We've always just been friends. God.
So how did you guys meet? What an odd friendship, but cool.
Yeah, Kelly and I met. I didn't even realize that she's a country fan. There's a big festival out in California called Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And
I've always wanted to go. Yeah.
She was watching my show from side of the stage, and my rep grabbed me after the show. I didn't even see her up there, and said she wanted to get a picture with me. So we took a picture together, and the tabloids ran with that, and all of a sudden we became an item.
I know, right?
And that's really what brought us together with the tabloids.
Isn't it crazy how they kind of just take something and go nuts with it?
Yeah, exactly. But all good.
I met her one time, and I found her to be really charming and really adorable.
Yeah, without a doubt, she's hilarious. My God, she loves to bust my balls. I like having her around.
Well, there you go. That's a girl after my own heart right there. I'll tell you what. I've been known to bust a few now and then.
Y'all are just like each other.
Yep, just saying. Well, I won't keep you, but we are so jacked for tonight. I know you're going to hop on that stage, and we are going to have an absolute blast.
We've been counting down for a long time. Cannot wait.
All right, babe. Well, we'll see you tonight.
All right. Love you.